the Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards to remind you that every time you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say and the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And here is our star, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood. Now let's go to Lakeview in the home of three Barton children. Right now, a problem is coming up, for it's after 5 on a midweek afternoon, and Bobby hasn't yet returned from school. Jack is saying...
Well, if you want my advice, Aunt Charlotte, when Bobby does come home, you better turn him over your knee.
Yes, there's no excuse for him being this late. And a good spanking will get it into his head.
Barbara, how can you get anything into a child's head by pounding the other end?
Well, I know Jack and I got spanked plenty when we were little.
Yeah, and you never forget a good paddling.
Yes, I know. I may have forgotten some of the things I learned at my mother's knee, but I'll never forget the things I learned over it. Even though that's all behind me.
You see, now that's why I say you ought to give Bobby a spanking.
But, Jack, I'm not sure that Robert and I are on spanking terms. Besides, he may have a good reason for being so late.
He's probably been wasting the whole afternoon playing with some boy.
Is that bad? I know a girl who spent her whole life trying to find some boy to play with. Mr. Anthony called her the case of Miss C.G. Very touching.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte.
And what's more, 30,000 privates picked her as the girl they'd most like to see marooned on a desert island with their top sergeant. I know her well.
Oh, no kidding, Aunt Charlotte. I think that you ought to...
Well, look who finally walked in. Hello, Aunt Charlotte.
Well, Robert, I'd love to have you play after school, darling, but I do wish you'd come home first and tell me where you're going to be.
No, I wasn't playing.
And what kept you?
That teacher.
Well, Miss Ryan kept you after school? What for, Robert?
Well, just because I don't like arithmetic.
I see. Teachers are having the same trouble they had when I was young, trying to make little things count. Didn't you do your arithmetic properly?
Oh, who could? Them goofy problems.
Well, I'm no expert on arithmetic either. If I knew anything about figures, would I keep the one I've got? But joking aside, education is very important.
But why do I have to go to school to get it?
Gee whiz, where else are you going to get an education?
You can have a private tutor.
Huh?
Now you take Reggie Wilford.
Oh, you take Reggie Wilford and welcome that conceited little icky.
Now, Jack, that's not nice.
Well, Reggie Wilford is conceited, Aunt Charlotte. He's only 9 years old, but he goes around telling people about his high IQ.
Well, I wouldn't criticize a boy with a high IQ. Wait till he grows up and see if it gets him a good J-O-B. Does Reggie have a private tutor, Robert?
Yeah, Professor Keating from Miss Antry's school.
Oh, yes. I like Professor Keating. He's that little man who always looks like he's nibbling on a lettuce leaf. Does he take outside tutoring assignments?
Yeah, and Reggie says he's swell. He lets him do what he wants to do whenever he feels like it. Gee, Aunt Charlotte, could I have a tutor?
Well, I'll think about it, Robert. Now, you run along and clean up now for dinner. And good, too. Judge Cronin and Mr. Anderson are coming.
Okay, Aunt Charlotte.
Are you kidding, Aunt Charlotte? A tutor for him?
Well, it might be a good idea, Jack. School will be out soon. If he doesn't pass, you know, if he doesn't get better marks, he won't pass. Professor Katie might be just what Robert needs.
Well, if you ask me, what he needs is an old-fashioned spanking.
My goodness, I never saw anyone that's so anxious to get at the seat of the trouble.
Well, Charlotte, that was a wonderful dinner.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Mr. Anderson. If food has to go to waste, I'd rather see it go to your waste than anybody's.
Who cares about his waist but you, Miss Greenwood? If you have dinners like this very often, I wager you have to keep your eye on your contours.
Yes, sir, Judge Cronin. We girls always keep an eye on our contours. If we don't, neither do the boys. And talking about boys, I've got a problem to talk over with both of you now that the children have gone upstairs.
Oh, of course, of course. Delighted to give you the benefit of my experience, Miss Greenwood. Now, what is the problem? Legal, financial, or ethical?
It's mathematical.
Hey. Well, that lets Cronin out. He can't count above 10 without taking off his shoes.
Oh, is that so? I'll have you know that when I was in college, I led my class in mathematics. Why, there wasn't an algebra problem in the world in which I couldn't find the missing quantity X.
Well, Judge, things are different nowadays. The problem is to find the missing quantity ham.
What? Oh, ham and X. Oh, yeah. That's cute. I like that. That reminds me of another delightful joke. Did you ever hear about the little pig who went to the bathing beauty contest?
No, Judge. What did he do?
Well, I forgot the answer.
Fine thing. Start a story and forget the point. You've got a memory like a sieve.
On the contrary, Mr. Anderson, I think he has a wonderful memory.
Now there, see?
Only the trouble is, it's a little short for him.
Exactly.
No, it isn't. Now, just what is this mathematical problem, Charlotte?
Well, it started with Robert's arithmetic. You see, he seems to have lost all interest in his studies. I don't know exactly what to do.
Let me think now. This little pig went to the bathing beauty contest.
Oh, yes. Oh, something about Robert's studies, you said, Miss Greenwood?
Mm-hmm. He isn't going to pass unless he changes soon. He's been telling me all about Reggie Wilford's private tutor. Can you tell me more about Professor Cady?
Professor Cady? Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I understand he's developed some very unusual theories of child education.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. He was down at the paper the other day trying to interest me in giving him some space. Talked to me for 2 hours about his theories. Sounded very interesting.
Just what are his theories, Mr. Anderson?
Well, they're very interesting. I seem to have forgotten the details, but they're very interesting.
Oh, for that, now who's got a wonderful memory?
All right. What's that story about the little pig?
Now, boys, let's get back to Professor Cady. I've met him, you know, but would he be good for Robert?
Well, Charlotte, it wouldn't do any harm to have him tutor Bobby after school for a week or two and find out for yourself.
Yes, and it wouldn't cost much.
All right, Judge, will you get in touch with Professor Cady and have him come out tomorrow and talk to me?
Oh, of course, but, Jimmy, I wish I could remember that story about the little pig.
Look, Cronin, try hard.
Yes?
The little pig went to a bathing beauty contest.
Yes.
And then what?
Oh, I know.
What?
He went woo, 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 woo all the way home.
I don't get it.
Well, Professor Cady, it was nice of you to call so soon. Won't you sit down?
Thank you. Judge Cronin intimated in his conversation with me, Miss Greenwood, that you might be interested in advancing the intellectual attainments of your young nephew.
Well, no, not all that. I just want to make him a little smarter mentally without making him smart elsewhere. You see what I mean?
I see. Then let me say, Miss Greenwood, that you are indeed fortunate in negotiating for my services.
All right.
All right what?
I'll let you say it.
I see. With all modesty, Miss Greenwood, I am distinctly not the ordinary type of tutor.
No.
No.
Encourage
the knowledge to come out.
I see.
Martin. Well, how do you get an open mind closed again?
Obviously, you misunderstand. To phrase it more simply, I let the child throw off his inhibitions. I let him do the things he wants to do, and he becomes, like me, a rugged individualist.
Well, it's nice to be a rugged individualist, if you can keep from being more ragged than rugged. Do you really think, though, that it's wise for children to have their own way?
Oh, most emphatically. Mm-hmm. If you would like to have me enumerate some of my experiences, I shall be happy to read you the manuscript of my book. I have it right here in my briefcase.
No, please. After all, I've only got all morning. Look, Professor Cady, you've been highly recommended by Judge Cronin and Mr. Anderson.
I am definitely honored.
Mm-hmm. So let's make this arrangement. You tutor Robert after school for 2 weeks and try and get his grades, you know, up so he'll pass. And if I find things aren't satisfactory after 2 weeks, I have the privilege of stopping the lessons. Is that agreeable?
Definitely agreeable, Miss Greenwood. I shall start Robert's lessons this very afternoon. I leave you now with the watchword of the Cady course of Kitty Culture. High IQ.
Thank you, Professor Cady. High IQ, too. Good morning.
And a good morning to you, madam. This is 403 Spring Street, I take it.
That's right.
Good. Then this is the Barton residence, I take it.
Right again.
Good. Then you, I take it, are Mrs. Greenwood.
No, I take it this time. I'm not Mrs. Greenwood. I am Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry. What can I do for you, sir?
Miss Greenwood, I am William W. Wilford. D. William W. Wilford of the Wilford Publishing Company.
Oh, yes. You're going to publish Professor Cady's book.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of you. And good, too.
Good. Professor Cady is a remarkable man, a great tutor. Ah, but perhaps you wonder why I have come here to heap these praises upon him.
Yes, I do. You think a tutor could blow his own horn.
Good. Well, the fact is, I feel you could do me a great service. Would you mind when I bring out Professor Cady's book if I state in my advertisements that the Hollywood star Charlotte Greenwood recommends the Cady method?
Well, now, wait. I can't endorse a method I don't
know. No. Not an endorsement. I merely wish to say that the Cady course has been tried by people with standing. And certainly the public thinks of you as a woman of standing.
Well, the way I'm built, sometimes they even think of me as standing when I'm really sitting. But I can't recommend the Cady course until my nephew has tried it.
Oh, but I assure you, you'll be delighted, Miss Greenwood. And you know, my son has been taking from Professor Cady, and he's making wonderful progress.
Yes, I've heard.
He's waiting out in the car. I'd like to have you meet him.
Well,
ready? Coming, Cady. Coming right away. What did you wish, Peter?
Come right up on the porch, son.
Yes, Peter? Something?
Reggie, I'd like to have you meet Miss Greenwood.
How do you do, Reggie?
Good afternoon, Miss Greenwood. I'm charmed to make your acquaintance. Delightful weather, is it not?
My, what a well-mannered little boy.
Entirely a result of Professor Cady's training, Miss Greenwood. It shows what can be done when the child is encouraged to throw off his inhibitions and do the things he feels like doing. Tremendous stimulus to the child's mind, too. Ask him a question, Miss Greenwood. Make it a difficult one.
Yes, well, now let's see. Reggie?
Yes, Miss Greenwood?
What is the Einstein theory?
Could you be more specific?
Well, how can I? Just tell me, what is the Einstein theory?
But, Miss Greenwood, which one?
Which one?
The restricted theory or the general theory?
Maybe I shouldn't have brought that up.
You see what I mean, Miss Greenwood?
Oh, I must say I'm quite impressed, Mr. Wilford. If Robert turns out like this, I'll be delighted.
Good. Then we'll bid you good afternoon, Miss Greenwood, and thank you very much.
Goodbye, Mr. Wilford. Goodbye, Reggie.
Goodbye.
My regards to Einstein.
All right, son, let us go back to the car.
Yes, Peter.
Oh! Reggie, who put this banana peel on the steps?
I did, Peter.
Why, Reggie?
I just felt like doing it, Peter. So I threw off my inhibitions and did it.
Reggie, my lad, Peter is planning to publish Professor Cady's book. Peter hopes to make a pile of money, particularly if Peter can use Miss Greenwood's name.
And so,
Peter... hereafter, when you're around Miss Greenwood, watch those inhibitions.
Thank you. It's a funny thing, the way fathers are. Seems they're always thinking of us, providing for us, planning for our future. But on Father's Day, we have a chance to show Dad a little thoughtfulness. And we can do it so well with a thoughtful card. Father's Day is next Sunday, and your Hallmark dealer still has many fine, tasteful cards that will appeal to fathers of every age and of every temperament. You'll find a card that tells your dad how deeply he's appreciated, how much you value his understanding, how very proud of him you are. Or perhaps he'd like a humorous card, a clever verse and a gay design that tells Pop he's a grand guy. You'll want cards with Father's Day wishes for Dad from every member of the family, and loving messages for fathers who are in the service, away at camp. You can find a card that says just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. So don't let your dad be the forgotten man next Sunday. Make your selections this week. Hallmark cards are on display at America's Finest Stores. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Charlotte agreed to let Professor Cady tutor young Bobby. But the professor's theories of letting children do what they want to do have made more of a change in the boy than Charlotte suspects. Now it's 3 days later in the Barton home and the door chimes ring.
Good afternoon, Miss Greenwood. I don't know if you remember me.
Why, of course. You're Miss Ryan, Robert's teacher. Do come in.
Thank you. Miss Greenwood.
Yes?
I just had to see you about Robert. He used to be one of the best-behaved boys in my class. But now, oh dear, it's just terrible.
But what has he done?
Everything, Miss Greenwood. He talks when he's supposed to be studying. He gets up out of his seat and draws pictures on the blackboard.
Oh, dear.
He reads newspapers when he's supposed to be doing his arithmetic. And when I reprimand him, he says he's just expressing his individuality.
What, my Robert? Extraordinary.
Miss Greenwood, I have 30 children in my class.
30, and my hands are full with 3.
If all my children expressed their individualities, where would I be? I can't have this, Miss Greenwood. Something must be done about Robert.
Miss Ryan, there's nobody I respect more than a conscientious, hard-working schoolteacher. Robert has had a private tutor, and all this started because I wanted to make things easier for you. Believe me, something will be done.
Oh, thank you, Miss Greenwood. Oh, you have a caller. I'll have to hurry anyway.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I was just thinking about you, Professor Cady.
May I enter?
Yes, do.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Miss Greenwood.
And Miss Ryan, don't fret about that matter we were discussing. Everything's going to be all right.
Well, the sooner the better. Goodbye.
I have just had the most delightful session with little Reggie Wilford. Amazing intelligence. Incredible individuality.
Professor Cady, I have something very important to talk over with you.
I see. Proceed, Miss Greenwood.
I'm not satisfied with the way Robert's progressing.
I see. And so?
And so, I'm going to ask you to stop tutoring him.
What? Drop the Cady course of kiddie culture after only 3 days? This is incredible.
I agreed to try 2 weeks, Professor Cady, but I'll pay you for the full time.
I am not considering the financial angle, Miss Greenwood. Why, I haven't been working with Robert long enough to unloose his inhibitions. His complexes are still chaos.
Well, that's just what his school will be if he keeps on with you.
But you don't understand how diligently I've striven.
Look, Professor Cady, I realize that you're sincere, but your method isn't working out for Robert.
But let me read you the manuscript of my book. I have it right here in my briefcase. Where is my briefcase? I know I had it when I left the Wilfords' home.
Oh, Professor, immediate.
Oh, Robert. You have the briefcase there in your pudgy little fist.
Yeah, you left it in your car outside. I thought you might want it.
Now that is a fine, intelligent young gentleman. Thank you. You see now, Miss Greenwood, what the Cady course teaches?
Yes, and I see something else. Robert, where in the world did you get all that black grease on your hands?
Well, gee, Aunt Charlotte, Professor Cady's been teaching me to do the things I wanted to do.
Yes?
So this afternoon I wanted to take Jack's car apart.
Well, young man, you'd better get it back together again or Jack will take you apart.
Most significant. I must add that to my book. Now, just a second till I open my briefcase, Miss Greenwood, and I'll show you... Oh,
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness, look at my manuscript.
What's that mess? A manuscript?
Look, torn into fragments, covered with grease, black engine grease.
Gosh, how'd that happen?
I see. You, young man, look at your hands. The same grease, identically.
But I didn't do it.
A most unlikely story.
But, Professor Cady, if he did it, it's your own fault.
My fault?
You taught him to do the things he wanted to do.
Miss Greenwood, this has been an intolerable, insufferable interview. Good afternoon.
Hey, wait. We forgot his briefcase.
I don't think that manuscript would be much use to him now, Robert. Tell me, son. I know you've been told to do the things you wanted to do. But why did you want to do this?
I didn't do it, Aunt Charlotte. Honest, I didn't.
I believe you, Robert.
Gosh, why would I want to spoil the professor's book?
I can think of a lot of reasons why I would. Well, boys, good evening.
Good evening. What's good about it?
Yes, Miss Greenwood. When I look at you, I can't understand how you get yourself into these awful things.
Well, this dress may be old, but I didn't think it was awful.
Please,
we're not talking about a dress shop.
No, Miss Greenwood. The Barton Estate is threatened with a damage suit on account of that manuscript of Professor Cady's that was destroyed.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Professor Cady shouldn't sue me. He should thank me for making him write it over differently, I
hope. But that's just it, Charlotte. He refused to write it over. He says he won't have anything more to do with it.
Yes, and the man who threatened suit is the publisher, Wilford, because he planned to publish the book and make a pile of money.
But don't fret, Charlotte. Cronin's going to handle the case for you. You'll have the services of one of the country's best lawyers.
Oh, good. Who?
Yes, who? Oh, no, that's me. He gets that, Cronin.
Charlotte, if Bobby just hadn't ruined that manuscript.
But he didn't.
How do you know?
He told me so.
Oh, pish and tush, Miss Greenwood. Frankly, if a boy is taught to do what he wants, isn't it possible that he might want to, fib?
Certainly is. Professor Cady and his crazy system. Charlotte, why did you ever fall for that stuff?
Yes. Now, wait a minute now. You two suggested the professor.
Yes.
Oh, did we? Well, he was the one...
I can't remember.
Yes, that's...
Besides, that has very little to do with the case.
Yes. The point is, who?
Oh, Mr. Anderson, you sound like an old owl. And not half as wise. Pardon me. Mr. Wilford.
Well, Miss Greenwood, you've certainly got me in a mess. Come in, Reggie.
Right with you, Peter. Good evening, Miss Greenwood.
Good evening, Reggie. And look who's here, Professor Cady.
Miss Greenwood, I came to tell you I've been thinking about all of the annoyance my theories have caused you. But as the poet says, and I quote, could we but undo all the blunders we make as the sunshine the winter snow cancels, 'tis allowed that 'tis human to make a mistake.
That's why they have rubbers on pencils.
Unquote. Oh, please, quit these quotes and unquotes. What is all of it?
What? But gentlemen, men, Miss Greenwood, let me take this opportunity to say that there is no longer a Cady course of Kitty Cole.
Oh, congratulations, Professor Cady.
Thank you. Today's experience has taught me an invaluable lesson. I may resume tutoring, but along entirely conventional lines.
Now, just a minute, everybody. Let's get this thing straightened out. Am I going to sue the Barton Estate, or are you going to settle out of court?
Neither, Mr. Wilford, because Robert didn't ruin that manuscript.
That, madam, is preposterous. Grease on his hands. Grease on the manuscript. It adds up to Robert.
Your arithmetic is bad, too, isn't it, Mr. Wilford?
What do you mean?
You see, I tried to clean these pages off, and look what I found. Mr. Anderson, is that stuff grease? Smell it.
Let me see. Hey, that's printer's ink.
Huh? Printer's ink? Well, how could Robert get that?
That's just the point, Judge Cronin. He couldn't. But there's somebody in this room who might. The son of a man who publishes books.
What? Great Scott! I've got printer's ink in my basement.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie, come to Pater.
But, gee, I was just doing what I wanted to do.
Precisely. And now I shall do what I want to do.
Pater, let go of me!
Miss Greenwood, may Reggie and I use your sitting room with a certain end in mind?
With a certain end in mind? What better than a sitting room?
Come with me, Reggie.
Pater, don't...
Well, Charlotte, you saved the Barton Estate a pile of money.
Yes, and you've cleared Robert.
Now, if we can just get him educated... Professor Cady,
yes.
Would you be willing to tutor Robert in your own good old-fashioned way?
Definitely. I've found my theories were entirely erroneous about individualism.
Good. It's great to be an individualist, but you can't interfere with the rights of other individuals.
I see.
Now, do you think that you can get Robert a passing grade?
Most assuredly, Miss Greenwood, with the proper application.
Oh, bring it out!
Gentlemen, sounds like the proper application is being applied in the proper place.
Mm-hmm. I see.
We'll be back in a moment. Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you've cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, talking about Robert's school today reminded me of what a wonderful thing our ABCs really are. There are only 26 little letters in our alphabet, and yet they spell millions of words. And still, there's another kind of letter that I think is better yet. A useful kind you'll never find in any alphabet. It's just a single letter, but the things that it can do. It spells, hello, we miss you so, we're waiting home for you. It spells out love and faith and hope. It spells, you're in my heart. It spells, I pray each night and day, we won't be long apart. It's the biggest letter in the world, in every field and camp. Yes, nothing's better than that letter, the kind that takes a stamp. And now, until next Sunday, at the very same time, this is Charlotte Greenwood saying,
so long, friends. Again, so long, neighbor, till next Sunday, I'll just say, so long,
so long.
Greenwood Show was written by Jack Hasty and D.H. Johnson, directed by Thomas Freebairn Smith. By special arrangement with Miss Greenwood today were Ransom Sherman, John Brown, Charles Cantor, Arthur Q. Bryan, and Edward Ryan, who appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. This is Wendell Niles speaking. Came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting.